Our Bible text is taken out of the book of Acts, chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. The first account I composed, Theophilus, about all that Jesus began to do and teach, until the day when he was taken up, after he had, by the Holy Spirit, given orders to the apostles whom he had chosen. To these he also presented himself alive, after his suffering, by many convincing proofs, appearing to them over a period of 40 days, and speaking of the things concerning the kingdom of God. And gathered them together, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised, which, he said, you heard of from me. For John baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. And so when they had come together, they were asking him, saying, Lord, is it at this time you are restoring the kingdom of Israel? He said to them, It is not for you to know times or epochs which the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth. And after he had said these things, he was lifted up while they were looking on, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And as they were gazing intently into the sky while he was departing, behold, two men in white clothing stood beside them. And they also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into the sky? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in just the same way as you have watched him go into heaven. Shall we pray? Almighty God, whose blessed Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, ascended into heaven that he might fill all things, mercifully give us faith to perceive that, according to his promise, he abides with his church on earth, even to the end of the ages. We ask this through the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. For parents, the departure of their children upon graduating high school or college is a transition time bordering upon the traumatic. Most parents do survive well and discover a new life for them that can be quite fulfilling. The disciples were faced with a different sort of transition, but no less unnerving. Following the resurrection of Jesus Christ, though he remained on earth for 40 days, his apostles and other believers were in a transition dilemma on how to function without their leader. This was not an easy time for them. How could and would this new movement stay above water without Jesus Christ to lead them? Christianity, however, did survive, though aside from the resurrection, another reason for the continuation of the faith lay in the fact that the presence of the Holy Spirit came down on the apostles at Pentecost, an event that will be celebrated next week. This supernatural power would enable the disciples to proclaim the good news of salvation found in Christ. Today, the focus is upon the departure to heaven of Christ, which is known as Ascension Sunday. The Great Commission, which says, Go ye therefore into all the world, that Christ commanded, became the blueprint for the church's mission, regardless if it was the 1st century A.D. or the 21st century A.D. And this mandate has never been revoked. The disciples were called to be God's witnesses. Witnesses to what? Well, to the life, teaching, and resurrection of Christ that they had experienced. We who are the church, past, present, or future, continue to be witnesses as defined by our Lord, which carries the gospel to the uttermost part of the earth. God's timing is very important and essential. The disciples were told to wait for power from heaven and to remain in Jerusalem. As our faith draws us closer to God, which is guided by the Holy Spirit, who will take the message of God's grace into the unknown places of the world? It is all done by God's perfect timing and not our own. Wait on God, as Isaiah 40 says, and don't jump the gun. If not, it can be disastrous. As a reminder, God's power is unlimited. For an example, compare the actions of Simon Peter. Simon Peter almost acted like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde sort of character. This disciple who had denied Christ prior to the crucifixion because he chickened out. And then, after Pentecost, whose courageous boldness stood out before thousands of people and confessed Jesus Christ, is very astounding. The power of the Holy Spirit brings about a change in people. We must remember that this small group of disciples had no insight of their impact on the world around them. To them, Jerusalem, Judea, and Galilee were about the extent of their religious, geographical, and cultural knowledge. The thought about journeying beyond those boundaries was unfathomable to them, as it would be for us traveling to the farthest galaxies of the universe. The courage it took for them to leave their homes was made possible from God's empowerment. We know from church history that Simon Peter traveled to many places beyond the Holy Land. In fact, he died in Rome. Thomas, the renowned doubter, ended up in India and Persia, of all places. To this day, there are groups of Christians in India who claim their founder was Doubting Thomas. Some of the disciples relocated as far north as what is now known as Russia. The Lord provides the same call to us here in Polk County if we would only become obedient. Take, for example, this church. There are people attending presently who were unknown to the congregation several years ago. Yet, due to God's guidance and the wisdom of the people here, we have new faces in the church. Just think of the people who have come through our church doors. Now, some have moved away to various parts of the country, or even Timbuktu. But thankfully, we were brought together, however briefly, to serve our Lord. God does perform in mysterious ways and continues to work down to the present time. We only have to be open to God's leadership and guidance to demonstrate where or how we may reach out in love to others. Now, God is still preparing our church for many great things that has yet to be created or acted upon. Anticipation and excitement always accompanies people of faith who are open to God's leadership. As we have seen in the reading of the Bible today, that when Christ ascended toward heaven, those two beings, which we would assume to be angels, saw those people looking into heaven, and they had to snap their fingers, literally, and tell them to quit looking up in the sky and get busy and work for the Lord. If they had stood there, nothing would have been accomplished or done. Sometimes we are guilty of that ourselves. We look at things and we take our eyes up off God. Remember, we are to stay busy in the Lord. Anticipation and excitement always accompanies people of faith who are open to God's leadership. We are never to assume that God is finished with anything, because God will furnish all things essential for the reconciliation of people that we may not be aware. Have you ever felt like you were at the end of your rope? Perhaps even now. And then all of a sudden something happens, and it's almost as if you've been retreaded. You have been reborn into a new facet of livelihood. This happens continually because God seeks to use us for whatever purpose possible. It is through our willingness to be used of God that will make God's mission possible to bring about such blessings to the entire world. Now, am I saying to leave right now for China or India or Africa? No. You can be God's missionary in your own backyard. You don't have to travel very far. But God wants us to serve and to serve God with enjoyment and hope and gladness. That is the secret of being a joyful servant of God, a person of influence in the kingdom. The task may be daunting, and yes, we are not for sure at times if we have the resources or time to do it, but God will work it out. You don't have to go to seminary to serve God. God promised power from the Holy Spirit to enable us to fulfill the Great Commission. If we feel inadequate, we are in excellent company, because Paul did as well. Simon Peter did as well. All the apostles had that attitude and idea that they were inadequate to fulfill what their Savior wanted them to do. But inadequacy can be taken care of because God not only gave Paul encouragement, but the other apostles, but God can give us the encouragement. And this power is likewise available to us today. It's interesting about the book of Acts. According to church tradition, Dr. Luke wrote the book of Acts, which I believe could be called volume 2 to his gospel. Maybe we ourselves, did you ever think about this, are living out and perhaps writing volume 3 to at this moment. We never know. A thought to leave with you this day. God's grace will encourage us to make an impact to our world around us. God won't let us down. That may be the ultimate secret of being an influential Christian in the best sort of way. Shall we pray? Oh Lord, sometimes we do feel inadequate. Sometimes we feel as if we just don't have what it takes, or we don't know our gifts very well, our talents. We feel like we are insufficient to serve. But we must always be reminded that you will support us in all ways. We pray, God, help us in our insufficiency. Guide and lead us when we don't feel like we're up to par to serving you. Help us every second, every minute, every hour to be a better Christian than we were the day before. Help us, O Lord, to be a person of godly influence to those around us. We know, O God, that you will be with us and you will never forsake us. We pray this through the name of Christ our Lord. Amen. Now shall we affirm our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ in the creed this morning. I believe in God the Father, Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.